For some reason, the Patriots are talking a lot about Marcelo Reese this week. Like, both Belichick and Patricia mentioned how he's a weapon for you guys. Something you wish you'd use more often, or something we've talked about before. What's the status of Marcelo Reese's role right now?
Haven't seen it. It's still there, and believe me, I'm aware of it. And we had some things, again, design. We got to be a little bit aware, you know, early in the game of getting more involved early in case, you know, we only had, again, the 20 snaps in the first half. So there were things that designed to him. The one interception, the first interception was a play that was designed initially to go to Marcel, but the coverage didn't dictate it. But so we had some things there, just that it didn't end up going there. So we'll continue to find ways to utilize Marcel.
When we've talked to him before, he will not get involved in the whole, look, I'm not a guy that's going to demand the ball or be a distraction or whatever. Is there frustration on his part that you can sense, or is he pretty much just doing
player, and we have conversations every week before, after the game. You know, he's one of the first people I talk to after a game, and we're just trying to find ways to win. What do we got to do to win? And again, he's a team guy all the way, and so if we're winning and he's not getting the ball, he's not going to be concerned about it. If we're losing and he's not getting the ball, then we got to find ways to get him the ball. So we'll continue to look at ways we can utilize him in our base package.
Is it more difficult than most because of his position, maybe because of his size, sometimes sort of as a tweener, that at some point if you need to put a third wideout on or you have to see information, he doesn't always fit?
No, and you got to be aware, teams now, because of his reputation in the league, he's a great matchup on linebackers, you know, and some safeties in this league. But so we try to get him in those areas, obviously. So just the more of the first and second down matchups, we'll be more aware of getting him involved. And not that, you know, he can't go out there and win against a nickel or something like that, but his best matchups are against when we can get teams to play their base defense. So those are a lot of first and second down matchups. And again, when the game got into a two-minute mode in the end, we're in a lot of 11 personnel, and they've got their dime and nickel personnel on the field.
It's going to be what's the most challenging thing for Derek as a rookie quarterback to play against a Belichick defense?
Well, I think every week, you know, he's going to be presented with challenge. It was, you know, in New York, it was the New York challenge, you know, and then last week it was J.J. Watt and the Houston defense challenge. So I just think every week will present a new challenge for him going through it the first time, and I think he'll continue to get better. I think statistically it won't show last week because of the two interceptions, but he moved the ball against a very good Houston defense. He was very aware throughout the game. You can't beat anybody when you turn it over four times, and certainly he's responsible for two of them on the interceptions. But I think he got better last week, and I think he'll continue to get more comfortable in the system. The second interception was a protection a recognition. When he came right off the sideline, he knew he'd recognized it wrong and it made the wrong call. So like I said, he's not a guy that makes a lot of mistakes twice. He's got instant information when he comes to the sideline. He can tell you exactly what happened. So I just think each week he's going to get better. Like I said, statistically, it may not have shown it last week because of two interceptions. But I know that, we've got a chance when Derek Carr is on the field.
What are your impressions of Vincent Brown, and how fast can you get him to make?
Yeah, we've been meeting with him, crash course. I think he looks sudden out there. He's played practice out there yesterday and today. I've only had a chance to see him 2 days, but he looks like he's got some quickness at the line of scrimmage. And obviously he's played and he's been productive when he has played. So we'll continue to get him up to speed as quickly as we can. But seen some good things here in the last 2 days.
How's the offensive line come together? Yeah, it's had a lot of changes. How do you see?
We say it's been a lot of change, but really compared to last year, it's been zero changes. Mm-hmm. So that's a positive. I still believe that they're one of the strengths of our team on our side of the ball. Especially on the offensive side of the ball, so they'll continue to gel together. So I think they'll continue to get better, and we've just got to, again, we've got to score when we get out there. We've got to move the ball, we've got to take care of the football, and we've got to score.
Happy with Gabe Jackson through two games?
I think he's doing fantastic. I really do. I commented yesterday after practice. I thought he had an extremely good practice yesterday. Got great practice habits, really works his craft and works his technique. You know, he's another guy to me like Derek. That's one of those young players that I think will continue to get better, you know, each week with more experience that he gets.
You went in last week looking at one guy that you really wanted to be concerned of was Watt, and he didn't really do a ton, you know, other than the one play.
No, very frustrating.
Patriots, are the Patriots different in that regard? It's just like a lot of players.
Yeah, and they're much. And again, I don't take away from anybody's, you know, front seven, obviously. But J.J. Watt is a dominating player by himself. The week before, like we said, he ruined the Redskins game single-handedly. And it is a shame because, you know, he's really a blip on the stat sheet until the very last pressure, which we were in a protection where we had a five-man protection. They brought six him off the edge. He was unblocked. So it wasn't as if he beat somebody on a great pass rush move. I mean, Vic could have made that sack on that particular play. So, that was disappointing. That was really one of the disappointing things coming out of that game because – the turnover, size of turnovers, but the fact that, you know, we felt good about the plan on how we handled them. And now we've got a different, like I said, different set of challenges against the Patriots because, they're just a really solid football team all the way around. They're thick at linebacker. They got a good experience front four, and they're very good in the secondary. So it just presents a different set of challenges than what we had last week with the Texans and J.J. Watt.
How have they been using Revis? Is he last
week they mashed him up with Jennings from Minnesota, but then, the first week they didn't. So we'll find out on Sunday what their plan is, you know, on game day.
How important is it to have a guy like Vincent Brown that has experience against a division rival?
I think it. I mean, I believe it is. I just think competition. We need competition, and we need competition really at every position. And there's some positions we need. That there's more than others, and we think the wide receiver is a position we need to bring in competition and make that group compete. And I think they'll rise to the challenge of the addition of Vincent Brown, and hopefully he'll help us.
How do you think that Darren ran? Do you think there was some oomph there?
He ran hard. You guys watched it too. I thought he ran hard. And I thought you could see that to me when I watched from the sidelines. I just felt like he was probably the fastest guy on the field for us offensively, and a couple times when he had the ball in his hand. So, wasn't disappointed with Darren, and again, hopefully we'll keep him healthy and continue to find ways to get him the ball.
Impressions of Maurice today in practice, what he could do with his hand, is it a factor?
Yeah, he's still coming. I mean, it's still coming. He was out there, which is a plus, and did some things individually, and so. I think it's still swollen, but it's healing. Thanks.